Reading isn't usually a competitive sport, but for Braille readers, it can be. In fact, a senior from the Tennessee School for the Blind was crowned the state champ last week. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the friendly contest is part of a struggle to keep the written language relevant.
A Braille reading competition actually looks more like a typing contest.
Everyone have their paper in their machines?
Yes.
You may begin.
High school students flip through their packets, their spread fingers sweep over the pages. In some events, they proofread Braille. In this session, they interpret charts and graphs, answer some questions about them, and type them into mechanical 9-key Braille writers. The old school equipment is kind of like taking a math test without a calculator these days. Digital technology, especially computers reading text aloud, is making Braille feel more and more antiquated. But senior Marcus Johnson finds it a necessary skill.
Because you cannot use technology for every aspect of education.
To Johnson, there's also something about the written word, even in an alphabet of dots.
It's kind of reminiscent. I've had vision before in my life. I lost my vision while I was young. But it helps to bring back the feeling, you know, of actually having a physical book.
Johnson also happens to be really good, the Tennessee champion for the last few years.
I am pretty interested in Braille, so that might have something to do with it.
But Johnson is an outlier. By recent estimates, just 10% of blind children are literate with Braille.
And the kids are not wanting to do it because it takes extra time and it's harder.
Joanne Weatherall is a retired teacher from the Tennessee School for the Blind who comes back to be a scorekeeper each year. She's blind herself. She says no sighted person would ever think they could forget about learning to write with a pencil and paper just because they type most of the time.
It should not occur to a blind person to not be where they can't write something down.
Well, then why would people even be entertaining the idea of getting through life without knowing Braille?
That is an excellent question. The only thing I would think is because kids that start out in school very young learning technology, it's very easy for them, it's faster.
The national competition that these regional events feed into is put on by the Braille Institute. It was set up 16 years ago as a fun way to make sure Braille didn't fall out of use. And Weatherall says she has to twist the arms of students to compete.
What to do to really get the kids charged up about Braille, I don't know, because many of them hate it. Which just makes me crazy.
What makes Weatherall grin ear to ear are Braille lovers like Marcus Johnson, who plans to attend MTSU in the fall, though he says Braille will not be particularly useful in his college classes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.